And so we began Lent together. Lent's not meant to be an individual solo journey, but a communal journey. We don't resurrect to eternal life alone, but together. And if you don't get there, then perhaps there's no hope for me either. That's the way our salvation works. There have been a lot of people in my life, even in my own family, who claim, I don't need organized religion. I can find God on a mountaintop or in a sunrise. Perhaps you've heard something like that. That's actually selfish, lazy spirituality. Of course you can experience God in nature, but there's a whole lot more to it than that. Salvation takes more effort than that. We can't save ourselves, but if we separate ourselves from our brothers and sisters in faith, then our salvation becomes a lot more difficult. God always intended us to seek salvation as a community formed by Him, formed in faith. An analogy that would help us is to think more of our faith like being in a lifeboat after a shipwreck. We need to stick together, not separate. That's how we're going to save each other. The nation of Israel was formed by God to come to Him and to be an example and a source of faith for all nations. Moses reminds his people in that first reading, the God of our fathers heard our cry and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. He brought us out of Egypt. And bringing us into this country, He gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. It's not a private promise to Moses. It's a prophecy of Moses for the entire nation of Israel. This was a collective salvation for all, not just a few individuals. And Moses is reminding the people to be truly thankful for all the blessings that they have received from God. Moses instructs them to begin their Sabbath worship every single week by giving thanks to God for all they have received from God, because everything they have received from God came from God. And therefore they begin their worship, sharing their gifts before they begin. They don't even begin their worship each week without giving thanks first. Thanks to God. And Moses instructs his people, the priest shall receive the basket from you and shall set it in front of the altar of the Lord your God. And Moses taught them to say before worship, therefore I have now brought you the first fruits of the products of the soil which you, O Lord, have given me. And having set them before the Lord your God, you shall now bow down in His presence. We are to worship together. We are called to share our gifts first, and we're to strengthen one another. It is a communal faith that we have. Now, there's somebody who doesn't want us to do this, who doesn't want us to be together. The devil doesn't want us to be united, not in worship, not in anything. And that is the reason he spreads lies and division among us. Like that popular lie, I don't need organized religion. You've all heard it. I can find God on a mountaintop or in a sunrise. We hear this all the time. And yes, you can experience God in nature. That's absolutely true. But that alone won't save you. St. Paul tells us, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. We need a relationship with the Lord Jesus. And we're called to share that relationship with one another and to follow his commandments. Now, the devil's going to tempt us, just like he tempted Jesus with promises of food and riches and worldly power and temptations to worship him and not God. And Jesus responds to the devil by saying, "No, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Sacred Scripture guides us to be faithful, humble members of the community formed by God. Since the earliest times of our faith, from the Hebrew Old Testament scriptures, we are called to worship God together, and we are called to offer thanks to God for all the gifts he's given us. Once we recognize God's generosity, then we're called to be generous like God, be generous with our community, even before we worship. We're called to be faithful in sharing our gifts, and we all have gifts. Every one of you has gifts. Our catechists share their faith with our children. We have 1,600 children in our RE program. It's the fifth largest program in the entire diocese. Thanks be to God, we have over 100 faithful catechists who come every week prepared to teach our children. What would our community be like if we did not have these faithful volunteers who promise that we can count on them? How lost would our community be, our children be, if they chose not to share themselves and give their gifts in this important work of sharing their faith and forming their faith? That would be chaos. That would be disaster. We have this wonderful St. Vincent de Paul Society here in our parish, and they share our gifts with the very poorest of our community. Today, our second collection is for the St. Vincent de Paul Society, and we will continue to make sure that we can do something for the poorest of the poor to help them. We pray for the St. Vincent de Paul ministers, and we thank God that they're here, because somebody has to go out to the poor in total confidence. Can you imagine how spiritually bankrupt a parish would be if we did not turn our attention to the poor? That's bankruptcy. Somebody has to step forward, and thank God for our St. Vincent de Paul Society. What would our poorest neighbors do if the parish, the local parish in their community, didn't attempt to help them? Thank God that some of our parishioners tell the poor, "You can count on me." Our youth group ministers, they share their faith and talents with our youth in many levels. Our youth are growing stronger in faith, in knowledge, and responsibility because of the youth ministries we have and religious education, the Catholic school program in our community, and our scouting programs, and numerous things that we do to help shape the young faith in our community, our future. Where would we be if no one stepped forward to share their gifts with our youth? That's bankruptcy. That's selfish. Thank God there are leaders in our community who step forward and tell our youth, "You can count on me." Our prayer ministries share their faith with those seeking to grow in faith and prayer. How many people would be lost forever if these volunteers did not freely pray for our community and share their spiritual gifts with the community? They serve spiritually, saying to all of us, "You can count on me." I could go on and on, because we're a very wealthy parish in that regard. For example, what kind of parish would we be if we did not have this fabulous group of ushers that we have in this community across all of our masses, our wonderful acolytes and altar servers, we can count on them. They show up faithfully, most of them. Where would our church be if priests and deacons, seminarians and religious did not step forward and commit their entire lives to the service of the church, everybody, unselfishly, by saying, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. You can count on me." Every one of us is called not only to worship God, but to accept the responsibility to be fruitful members of the community, to live the gospel values, to share our gifts with people, and declare, "Here I am. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. You can count on me." It's a spiritual dynamic. It's a maturing in faith and spirituality to be giving, not receiving. Our community would be terribly dysfunctional and chaotic if everyone came to Mass just to be served, but tried to avoid giving, serving, and sharing. That's not healthy for the person or for the community. This Lent, I want to invite all of you, all parishioners, to pray about their commitment to the parish community. We're calling all members of the parish to be registered with the parish. Why? You say, "You can count on me. I'm here." We have over 3,000 people coming to Mass on weekends. It's not possible for us to know who's here. That's why we register. And that's how we know what we need to take care of as a community. We invite all of you to take a step forward in your spiritual maturity this Lent. Examine what you're doing with regards to your community this Lent. It's a communal salvation. And see if you can step forward and say, "Here I am. Here I am. You can count on me."